You're listening to Episode 5 of Auditors of the Outer Rim. My name's Ryan, I'm the GM, and we're playing Star Wars Edge of the Empire, focusing on fun and story before rules. We're releasing this on Star Wars Podcast Day, a special little day to celebrate all the Star Wars podcasts out there. Head over to @StarWarsPodDay on Twitter to check out all the amazing participants, or follow the links in the show notes. If you want to see anything we talked about during the episode, or check out any extra bits and pieces, have a look at the show notes and our socials, @AuditorsPodcast. Now just sit back, relax, and enjoy the adventure. Hot getaway. Rousing biotech suspicions, the auditors look for a way off the wheel, awaiting a new job from their employer and looking for alternative ways out. After running security for Barotech, they begin embedding themselves in their enterprise, seeking to one day gain access to their encryption codes. They're no closer to uncovering the secrets of the pod, but they slowly work their way towards that final goal, looking for a way out until things cool down. Where were we last time? Do you guys remember what we were doing?
Oh, man, I can't remember.
I think we ended on us just, we were going to keep doing jobs until
we decided we couldn't do it.
What? Yeah.
Didn't we? No, we did. We found some way in. Didn't we?
So, I mean.
Oh, we worked for Brand.
Was that, yeah,
no,
exactly.
No, we
worked for the biotech company.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Dre. Yeah. You were employed by Dre, head of security at Bio.
Because we tried to get the guy to crack the code, and he was basically like, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you did do that.
But we found something out, didn't we?
Well, we found out that you made the logical deduction that they were sending the encryption, like,
somewhere.
Things with it. Two places.
Mm. But we don't know what the second place is.
We had the guess that second place might be easier to infiltrate. Mm. Because this is like the head office kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. And you also, one of your final jobs with them on that day was going to your own ship to...
Oh, that's right.
To like have a...
Ah, yeah, and that's
call.
When we were like,
Yeah.
And so another ship in space, right?
No, so you guys didn't actually...
We didn't make a decision, I don't think.
Oh, we didn't?
Oh, no, we did.
Oh,
we did. We got...
Because I was out of
E. No,
R5.
That's you. Oh, yeah, sorry, you did. You got R5.
Ship out, and we rented a room.
You did. You guys have...
We argued over renting two rooms or one room.
Yeah.
We did.
I remember that. And you, yeah, so you have to pay that night by night.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep on your payments.
Got it.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it. You, you wanted to look into some jobs, see if you could do that, or see if Otto had anything for you.
Yes,
I remember.
We called Otto.
Yeah, we called him up.
Yeah,
we were trying to do
called up a couple of days ago and said, hey, give a job.
Does that mean we should call again? Is this a hint from the DM?
No.
No, it was a couple of days ago.
That's when you did it.
No, I think he said that he'll call us.
He did say he'll call you. So, you know, don't call us, we'll call you.
What if I just want to check in?
Man, how you going?
He just blocks him up.
Any jobs?
Please, I'm unemployed in this job. The Centrelink money's about to run out.
My government stimulus.
I wonder if the Empire does.
I doubt it.
Hey, you get paid if you join the Imperial Navy.
Yeah.
What's the retirement package like?
Death. Then after that, not many people retire.
And yeah, I think it's actually a polished wood coffin, I think, is the retirement package.
Oh, God.
That was pretty fancy.
And your son gets... to jump the queue to join the Imperial Navy as well.
A decent number of the officers are pretty old, so...
Once you get high enough, you get to see Darth Vader and then he forced
yeah, that's
you
right.
And die.
Yeah, I feel like you don't want to go up to Vader and be like, hey, I was thinking about retirement.
You have failed me for the last time.
But sir, we just got transferred. So you guys are currently just sleeping in your apartment.
Yeah,
how exactly were you guys planning on Otto contacting you with your holo communicators on the ship? Did you think about
Well, you guys
this?
Want to jettison the ship, so I'm going to leave it to you guys.
Well, we can communicate with
R5,
can't we?
Yeah.
R5 will let us know if anyone calls.
Okay. So R5 will
take a map
up.
They're only in, it's only planetary, the communication.
Well, yeah, wait, how far? No, you told R5 to go to an asteroid and land, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. We did
no, he's somewhere.
So I think he would take the initiative, and having received a call from your employer, Otto, who's then like, where are they? They wanted a job. R5 returns near the wheel,
and shoots you off a encrypted message, just saying, the hairy dogman cult.
Jesus, fuck, he's a racist as well? Oh my god.
Isn't a racist.
Oh yeah?
Wait a minute.
What did
he say? He said to call him back.
Do we have his number?
Are there, like, payphones on the side?
I can probably, like, route you through the holo community.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have to, like...
Okay, set it up.
I don't have to find a payphone. Call him from a fucking payphone. Alright, yeah, you are...
Do you reckon he picks up if you call him from a payphone?
I wouldn't. Alright, yeah, you, if I've route you through the ship to your holo... not your holo communicators, your comlex, so you can all listen in and talk.
A group call.
It's a group call again, even though you're in the same room. And yeah, Otter sort of blares up in your ear. Hope I didn't disturb you guys. You said you wanted me to call you. I didn't realise you'd be out of comms range almost immediately. But I'm
yeah.
And I've got a job, as you've asked for. I managed to... Something came across my desk, and I think you guys are pretty well suited to it if you're willing to take the job and look for some sort of cash.
Can we get some deets?
Yes, you can. I'm in need of a crew such as yourselves to head to Corellia to receive a little something for me. You'll travel to Cornet City, find Saval Space. It's a popular sort of diner bar frequented by a lot of rich people. And look for Saval. He's the proprietor and usually behind, like, the barman there. You just need to order 2 Boffin Spice Teas and he'll know what you mean. I've also got a
can
little...
Can I bring that
down? Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to...
What was the drink we had to order?
Can I get 2 orders?
So, yeah, you're going to Cornet City, you're looking for Saval Space, and you're looking to talk to Saval and order 2 Boffin Spice Teas.
High-end place, right?
It's a very high-end place.
Okay, we're going to get...
Good suits. You have a suit,
I've got a suit.
I've also got a little side job for you guys if you want to make
a day trip out of it. Yeah, let's go.
I'll need you to stop by Grotto's Droid Emporium and Hair Salon. He operates a little store on the hangar deck. Tell him you want to see his special droid and he'll take it from there.
We're well acquainted. All right.
Well, I can do that one first.
Yeah. With the Corellia Siege. With the Corellia Siege.
Yeah, any questions?
Is this something possibly illegal that we might have to make a quick getaway? Or is it comfortable?
I mean, you're probably not going to have to deal with authorities. Unless you get yourself into a pickle.
Do pickles exist in the Star Wars universe?
You get yourself into a Bantha pickle.
Into a fucking Ryloth stew, what's it called?
Yeah, Ryloth stew. Don't get yourself into a stew. But as you guys might know, there's quite the Imperial presence around there. You're also going to have to deal with a lot of local security. So
it is illegal.
Well, the job, you're stealing from a crime syndicate, so it's not
illegal.
They're not going to call the Imperial Security Bureau.
They'll probably just shoot her.
So
could be worse.
You've got that on your side.
Marvelous.
You guys interested?
Yeah. One question for each other. What are we going to do about the fact that we have an employment on the space station?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Do we just tell the guy, like...
Can I have some leave?
Yeah.
And he's like, that ship left on the same day that they left. That's crazy. All right.
And yeah, I've also on the, yeah, you'll see, R5's just sort of got the ship just in common range. So it's like not suspicious at all, but it's not on station yet.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
Let's take it.
All right, can we take it?
Yeah, let's take it. Let's go. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
If we have any questions, we'll let you know.
Yeah, just give me a buzz. If I don't answer, try again later.
No worries.
Leave meeting.
Bye.
It's like you're looking for the hangout.
Yeah.
I'm fine, please. So, yeah, see you guys later. And yeah, he hangs up. Along with that, it's sort of the morning. Like, you can assume... He was checking the station time for you to make sure he didn't, wake you from your sleep. It is about 7 a.m. in the morning, but it's still, a reasonable time.
Business hours.
What do you guys want to do? Your
Hard drugs.
You're in your apartment.
Let's go to the salon.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's the droid place again?
It's the hair salon.
Grotto's Droid Emporium and Hair Salon.
Can we...
That's right. We had to see a special droid, isn't that what we had to ask?
You have to ask that one down. His special droid, yes.
Is he just going to, like, whip out his cock or
can we slightly... not, like, retcon, but... Can we have asked Otter, like, what the time frame is like on the...
Yeah,
the other place? Like, do we need... How soon do we need to...
Yeah, yeah, so he'll say... Oh, look, there's no specific time that you need to have it done. The intel is fresh, so the longer you wait, the more might change.
Okay.
But that's all.
How far is Corellia?
So Corellia
walk, I think.
Did I not write? I did write that down. I wrote down so many other things.
That's about right.
I did write that down. Can you get the map up real quick?
The map?
Bit of an old.
I was going to bring up the class 3 hyperdrive. Okay.
Oh yeah, class 3. Yeah. So if I let me check. Stop. I mean, you guys discuss between yourselves. I'll tell you.
What are we discussing? We go to the droid place.
I'm going to walk to the droid place.
Oh, the droid
place. I'm just checking the map.
Man, do you think we need to, like, fancy up to get into the bar?
We at least probably don't want to go in, like,
looking like this. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, maybe we want, like, a monocle.
You want a monocle.
Remember that? What was that thing in The Last Jedi? Like, the little... You know when I went to the casino and there's that little man
yeah.
and the suit and the monocle and the top hat?
Dude, can droids be, like, you don't, like, wear clothes, so how does a droid fancy up? Does he, like, polish?
Top hat.
Okay.
It'll take you guys, okay, so it will cut with a class 1, so you're going to the, you're from in the mid-rim, sort of outer mid-rim, you've got to go into the core, that's where Corellia is, and it'll take you 3 days with a class 1.
So nine.
Nine with a class 3.
9 days.
With your ship.
9 days of travelling.
Not bad.
So we'll be gone for almost a month. Well, considering we don't know what's going to happen on Corellia, right?
Yeah. No. That's reasonable.
A week and a bit. You can also book passage on ships. That's another thing. If you don't want to bring your ship, you can. It's up to you.
I feel like we...
No, we don't want to be at the airport, like, until we've got this bad package.
The fucking the gang guys are going through the fucking metal detectors and some shit. We're just watching waiting for
Alright, well, you guys just going to head to Grotto's?
Yeah.
Let's hit up Grotto's first.
On your way there as well, how do I do this? It should have.
Let's see. Good thing I got a haircut last time.
Why?
Because it's a fancy.
Oh, true. I was going to say, if we're getting our special, if we have to buy this special droid or something, then you would have gotten a free haircut anyway. So you can get your hair cut again. You can get your pubes cut or something. I don't know.
I don't think.
Or someone else could get a haircut.
None of us have hair.
Oh, yeah. That is a problem.
This is the problem.
That is the problem in the Star Wars universe. A lot of things don't have hair.
Yeah.
So, like, it'd be hard to run a hairdresser.
Yeah, right. Come up with, like, another thing, like hairdresser and...
Droid.
Yeah.
Look, he knows this already.
He stylizes the wig.
But if you get a wig, each haircut, your wig's going to be smaller and smaller until you don't have a wig anymore.
Like, he puts the wig on and then styles it for you.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like... Most people wearing a wig, if you don't grow any hair, looks weird.
Yeah.
Like, wigs are for people who don't have any hair that should have hair, right?
Or for people that want different hair.
Yeah.
That already have hair. Like, I can't put a wig over my Leku, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Stop it up.
Look a bit odd.
I could get hair implants, but that would be disgusting.
My
hairy snakes. Like...
Oh, no. Right, well, on your way to Grotto's, you guys could all get this. One of you subscribed yourselves to the
mailing list.
The ship's mailing list for... Not the ship's. The station's job board mailing list.
Yeah.
And they've pinged you this week's bulletin.
Hmm.
So you put, like, all your ship details in, and these are the jobs that you're applicable for.
Oh, wow.
Sure. Can you all read that?
Delivery passengers to Chad!
That's where you're from.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, Rosh... What's Rosh Station? No, Tosh Station's where Luke has to get the power converters in episode 4. I saw Rosh and I was like... Okay. I mean, they all pay well, but like...
So, ENC is encumbrance, by the way, so... Your ship boy will have to do the math.
Are any of these on the way?
I think... Chad is not on the way. Two of them are on the way.
Thank God.
Um...
Do we want to do one on the way? Might out of data travels, but...
The outpost is on the way, and Roast Sector is on the
way. I'm not sure how well equipped for passengers we are, or if we want other people on board.
No, I don't think we should do the passengers. And the other one's 2 days.
Also, on do way. We have, like...
It's
6,000 units of...
Well, so encumbrance, so ENC, so it's like 300 encumbrance.
How is the second job further away and has almost twice as many units worth of materials and yet pays less?
How much encumbrance? 300, 200, can't take any of them.
Oh.
You can, you've got...
165 encumbrance.
Sir?
That's how much we have.
Oh no.
I don't think mine says that.
Can we just duct tape some to the roof or something?
Why don't you bathe with myself?
Roof rack.
You can't die for space and it just blinks off from it.
Oh wait.
You know what I was... Yeah.
You know the Millennium Falcon, like, because it's a freighter thing.
Yeah.
Can it go into hyper... It must be able to, right?
Yeah, fuck, you do only have 165.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I opened it.
We should get some of those containers so that we can...
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine trying to, like, hoard out of outer trying to escape things.
Yeah, but then you can dump them.
But then we've lost them.
No, but we're not doing jobs while we're trying to escape, hopefully.
Because I'm just thinking, like, we're basically driving, like, a truck, but transporting the stuff in the cabin rather than in the trailer.
I mean, it's like... We're not keeping the stuff in the cockpit, though.
Well, we effectively are.
We are, technically.
I don't know if we are.
It's like a container ship.
I can't believe it went down like that. Crew cabin.
I mean, we have cargo bags. Hey, that's so convenient.
So convenient. I don't know. I think I thought you guys had like...
And now the units are proportionate to how much they pay. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Magic.
Okay.
Which ones along the way?
Okay.
Self-sealing stim.
All of them are kind of on the way, except for the Chad one.
Okay.
The Albion Spice Wine is a little bit of a detour. Everything else is sort of on your
route. We can take the one that's less of a detour.
Is there anything we should know about these planets?
Also, the self-sealing stem blots. I don't know what that is exactly. But it sounds like it could be from the biotech company.
Ooh, that's true.
It's more likely to be biotech than the spice wine.
Is the spice wine?
Ryan's covering his mouth.
So it's just wine.
So
it's not like illegal spice. It's just spiced.
Cinnamon. I need to turn off my vibrate. I need to bring my character sheet.
Okay, let's just do the first one.
Yeah, do the first one.
Hold on, let me bring up my character sheet. Let's see if we can do some rolls, guys. Let's see if we can figure anything out about where it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Don't worry.
Can someone...
Which one?
I've got decent intelligence.
I've got...
What are you looking for so I can get a little info ready?
Just like the whole shebang.
Okay, is the planet?
Yeah,
like,
just
what
if
we know about the planet?
Can I do like...
What, Liana?
Education?
The wine one? Or the
no, the self-healing...
Oh, the self-sealing... The self-sealing stem bolts are to Teresa Outpost.
Yeah.
Do I know...
Is that like a spaceport?
Yep, so you know that it's a spaceport, and
what
it's in your sector. Can someone give me an out? Is there a mid-room roll?
There's just four outer worlds, an outer room.
Give me an outer room check.
Wait, what again? What
purple? Oh, sorry, yeah.
Should we take out the dice that we're not using?
Two purple, so two purples is going to be the default. Four dice.
Oh, I'll do that.
That's... These are...
Threats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
like,
so
good job.
Success.
You got,
these are success?
Yeah,
one success.
Yeah, you got one success flat.
Yeah.
Nice. No, how much threat? How much threat?
Yeah, that is what it was.
Flat. You got three threat, three advantage.
Oh, okay.
So it cancels out.
Yeah, so...
Is this that good?
Yeah, so, you know Teresa Outpost is sort of like an engine... Like, it's like a ship... repair dock, as well as they do a little bit of...
Could use one of those.
Ship, not building, but modifying that.
Do we know who owns it?
No.
Okay.
You assume it's independent.
Do we know what
be.
Stim bots?
Stim bots?
Could I get a mechanics check? Maybe from our...
Anyone know what
three light, four dark is the...
Yep. Flip the boys.
Yeah. Mechanics. One. Oh, there's not enough boys.
What? Have I been scammed? Oh, we're missing one, are we?
Yeah.
I'll forego one of my darks.
He's been
the
big man.
Let's totally move this out here.
We rarely use them.
Yeah, we need to use these more.
It's also how we don't use strain. How much training something is also just use?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to use it as a resource.
You can get it back on a short rest.
Is it too purple?
Yes.
Mechanics.
Yeah. I use strain occasionally.
I feel like strain is effectively
it should be down to like
spell slots.
Yeah.
You should like use
No, I use it a lot in combat because a lot of my abilities use
Oh, wow. That's a lot of success.
It is. It's 4 success, 1 threat.
Yeah.
So, you know, self-sealing stem bolts are used for a lot of ship maintenance work and used to, like, tie down lots of, like, the board, panels. And they're actually just a very useful mechanic sword. You've used tons of them in the past. They're just, don't need to use any tools, just bang, it does itself. Easy. Right. Also used on a lot of ship construction.
Pretty good.
So
it's something like as a mechanic you would know about, but these guys probably have never really heard of them. They're the kind of thing that's like, oh yeah, you know, mechanic chat.
Yeah.
But it's not really something that the public would necessarily be like, oh yes, self-sealing samples.
Well, these things are definitely have nothing to do with Barotech, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you can probably assume it's not Barotech related.
Okay. Done.
But anyway,
it's still a job.
It's still a job.
Still gives money.
Okay, it'll take 3 days to get there.
Yep.
No, not 3 days. We'll do no, 4 days one, to get there.
One day. One day.
Oh, wait.
3 days to get there.
Yeah. And it's in your current sector, so it's slightly towards your
legend. If I like drag the route
it'll
as
add,
a detour, yeah?
It'll add, it's a three, so it would have been three, you can do the math, it'll take, it'll add an extra day to your personal journey.
To our personal journey?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually not bad at all.
Maybe 10 days.
The triangles are real. Keep that in mind. So you guys are going towards your boy now. Grotto?
Click accept.
Yeah. It's exactly, suspiciously like the Elite Dangerous mission
board. Yeah.
I start stacking them. It's got 25 of them.
Hold on. Why is that?
Have you guys ever done the one where you ship passengers to a beacon?
Yeah.
And you bring them back? Now there's one in, I think it's called like Rodrigo or something, right? Yeah. And you go there, you stack like 25 passenger missions. You've got like 50 passengers, you take them to a beacon, take like 5 minutes, and you bring them back, and you make like billions of dollars.
Pretty good. So dumb. Alright, so you guys make your way to Grotto's Droid Emporium and Hair Salon. You guys gonna just go on in and say hi, or what? What's your plan? Yeah. You go on in, you say hi.
Hey, Grotto. Sorry, give me a
can we see your
Grotto
special
toy? He notices you enter, you hear the ding, like, as you walk through the door. He's like, ah, welcome back, friends! What can Grotto do for you today? Looking for another droid?
Yes, we're here on behalf of a friend. We're hoping to see your special droid.
Ah, you want to see Grotto's special droid, eh?
No.
Just wait outside and follow me in a bit. And he turns to leave the shop. He pulls, like, starts to pull down the shades, and he looks to be closing up the shop. He turns into the hall, and he goes to turn down the hall to meet guys with him. Come on, let's go. And he takes you through the hangar deck, which is like the main area you've been. Down to the cargo bay, so this is the sort of ring that you did your little delivery mission with the guy from Barotech.
Yep.
And takes you to a large cargo bay door, and there's like two side doors. He opens one of them and reveals a large cargo bay, as you'd expect, filled with just so many crates and shipping containers. Like, this is a pretty damn large cargo bay. Welcome to Grotto's Stash! Any friend of Otter's is a friend of mine.
This is all yours.
I am the manager and director of the goods here.
Wow, I can't believe you have a Star Destroyer in here. Don't know how it fits.
No.
Can we use a Force Destiny point
to make sure it's a Star Destroyer in here? It's like game of each other. It's a nice Star Destroyer in here. Thanks for offering it to us. Oh my god. Yeah, what do you. So, are you guys going to say anything or just let him.
How did you get out of all of this?
I mean, it's not my personal property, but I'm the proprietor here. I make sure the goods get to where they need to go for a generous management fee.
And what are the goods that we need to move?
Ah, yes, Grotto. Not Grotto, I'm Grotto.
Grotto.
Otter informed me of your qualifications and has assigned me a list of cargo he would like you to pick from to deliver. Got more lists.
Love lists.
Here is a little data list with a lot of stuff. Wow. So he shows you like this cargo manifest. So some details for you.
There's a lot of illegal stuff. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. How much was the job? It was 150.
Of the other job?
Oh, and we're taking it to Corellia, are we?
So if you want to do the self-stealing, stealing stem bolts, it's, my brain. You get 1,300 credits, and it's
150
encumbrance.
Okay, so we have 15 left.
15.
Have we already accepted the other job?
No. It's like a thing where you go to the place and then you accept it. Okay. You can't.
I mean, we could, just do this instead. It's a bit more illegal, but it's more money, I think.
Well,
how big is a crate? Encumbrance. Oh, maybe it's not. Oh, no. If we're doing the disruptor pistols...
So, I have encumbrance
values. We can carry 150 of them, which is a lot. No, sorry, we can carry 15 of them, which is...
Yeah, why?
15 times 500.
So, oh, sorry, so the...
Oh, yeah,
so each this is the cost for each line. So per crate.
Oh, man, you've got the best stack. Oh. This is the stack where you're at.
I knew you guys would want to calculate that, so I did it for you.
Well, I had already picked out the most expensive one, so I'm...
Yeah, so the idea is it's encumbered by crate, and then these are each crate, and then that's how many items are in the crate.
Oh, so market value is market value that's without how much, encumbrance. No.
Market value is how much that crate is worth.
How much did the other one pay?
Okay.
Not each item.
How much did the other one pay?
What? 1,300. So the other thing is, the idea is, like, if you lose these, you'll have to pay them back. So that's how much you're paying per crate you lose. Market value.
I see.
And you're getting paid the payment.
So we're just going to take these?
Doesn't it mean when we get to Corellia, we have to be, like...
So you might have to either smuggle these in your compartment or try and hide them.
So what's our smuggling
compartment? Our smuggling capacity, I think, was 50...
I think it's 15.
No, it's 25.
That's part of our total encumbrance, but...
That's part of our total encumbrance.
So maybe we should take the other mission, because we can't really fill the ship with this.
Otherwise, we can just take...
Oh, the holdout blasters.
Yeah, we can take one of the things. What would they be like...
not illegal.
But what would they be like relative to doing that mission? That mission paid 1,300, yeah?
So you'd have to take...
Oh, you could take shit tons more than that. Hold on. 20, it would be 20 times 150.
How much did we get paid? We get paid 500. So 3,500.
These are the credits. Payment is per crate.
Yeah. So we get 3,500 for
and
that
each
one.
Each crate is that much a company.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is almost triple the amount we would get just delivered. We'll get 700 for the top one.
So there's encumbrance per... Sorry, cost... money per encumbrance is probably the easiest one if you want to see.
Yeah, so it's 3,000 to get the top
if
one.
If you haven't written the legality, that they are legal.
Yeah. So sorry, it's legal if it doesn't say it's illegal.
So we could...
I think the top one's way better for money. We don't have to do a detour. Like, at least...
Yeah.
Well, either of the free ones, because they're both the same payment for incumbents.
So the non-illegal ones?
If we do either of the non-two illegal ones. Although, one of them has a significantly lower market value, so maybe we do that one in case we lose.
Why are we doing illegal ones? Can we just stash them in the hole?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't we take a little, some illegal ones for the hole, but then the rest of it we just do holdout blasts or some shit. Do you get me?
Side note, if we do fill the ship with frag grenades, we should avoid combat.
That is also, because I was like, 450, that's a lower market value, so if we lose it doesn't matter, but maybe taking
entire 100 full of
frag grenades. Yeah.
Just crates and crates
of explosives. If we don't take the job, we can take 25 of illegal shit and store it in the compartments. And
so
then we have
two crates.
Are they encompassed per crate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still pretty good.
So you don't really have to worry about how many items are in the crate.
No, we can take two crates and then one crate of...
Why are these disruptor pistols worth so
much?
Thermal detonators.
They're very expensive and illegal.
What is a disruptor?
They're like very strong weapons. Like, they're just very good.
Okay.
Is Grotto talking?
Yes.
Experience.
The better than that.
I have shot many men.
There's much blood on these men.
Yeah, so seven of them are worth about 21
grand. So if we take two crates of disruptor pistols and a crate of thermal detonators.
We can't take the thermal detonators.
Yeah, we can.
The ship is not parked on the wheel. And also, if the ship comes back, Barotech, check it out.
They don't like. They weren't that interested. They weren't super.
Yeah.
The main problem with them finding was because we were working for them at the time, and they might find it a bit weird
that we didn't say anything.
So how are we going to get this to the ship after it comes
out? Oh, yeah, we can
under the cover of darkness.
Ask
in the wheel.
Grotto if he has any...
Does Grotto have like a bay or something we could use?
Yes, you can, and you sort of point up.
Can we just take as many crates as we want, right?
You can pick any of the cargo bays I'll have on the list for you. So get straight to the cargo bay. Sorry, hangar bay for the cargo bay.
Yeah, so that... That's your solution.
Okay, so do we just want a shit ton of holdout, like frag grenades, or a shit ton of holdout blasters?
I think Dan makes a good point. I think the holdout blasters are worth the increased market value danger. Is there a contact on the other side we can sell them straight to, or do we have to?
Oh, yeah, so you're not selling, you're just delivering.
Okay, good. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so that's
just hoping we don't have to find someone to buy
one in each thermal detonator.
Let's go half and half. I bet you they want some holdout blasts and some fragments.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. So we can store 555, so 165 minus 25 is 140, so we can 70... Divided by 5, we get 14 crates of each. Wait. Yeah, we get 14 crates of each.
Yeah, okay.
14 crates and then 14 crates.
Yep.
Okay. And then we get...
Good stuff.
Hold on, let me put this down. Is someone putting this down, or are you just...
No.
I'm just what are you just drawing around. Yourself?
I'm drawing my character.
Okay, I see.
So
we want 14 crates of holdout.
And 14 of frag grenades.
14 of frag. And how much is this worth in total?
100 times the number of crates.
But for both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 1,400.
Yeah. And then...
1,400.
Yeah.
And then two crates
of disruptor.
Of disruptor, yeah.
Yeah.
Disruptor. And then we can have one crate with 5 encumbrance.
Yeah, which was going to be thermal detonators, I think.
Thermal detonators. Okay.
And how's better not lose this stuff, by the way.
Don't worry, I won't lose it.
Chose the most expensive thing.
Just don't press eject or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that would be a poor choice. Right, you get 100. You get 100 for that, and then how much do we get for the...
Oh, God, we don't have numbers.
How much do we get for the 500,000?
Just E1 hanging out the cargo bay, like, grabbing stuff.
Okay, so...
Like, I think the eject button is comically next to, like, the open door button or something.
It's right next to the hyperdrive.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They're both levers.
sad.
But the thing is,
3,900 from
like you said, they're in like the actual ship, right? It's not like it's just cargo strapped to the bottom that you can eject.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think we can.
3,900 is the payment for this.
Good stuff.
Pretty good.
Okay, decline the other job. Let's do this.
Yeah. We never really accepted it in the first place.
I want to go buy a top hat.
All my homies hate legal jobs.
Well, most of the payout is from legal transportation.
Yeah, but he's also a smuggler. So, like, that in itself has some illegal connotations.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing legal smuggling.
So, we'd like to take 14 crates of your best holdout pistols. 14 crates of your best frag grenades.
I think 13 of the best holdout pistols and 1 crate of bad holdout pistols.
How many? 14 frag?
14 holdout, 14 frag, 2 disruptor pistols, and 1
thermal detonator.
Thermal detonator. How many thermal detonators are in 1?
20.
20?
No, that's surveillance tigers. The 7.
How much is that worth?
Each crate of thermal detonators is 14,000 credits.
Okay. So, if we ever have to explode anything,
yeah,
we can sacrifice some of the payment.
We're filled with detonator.
To get 20 thermal detonators.
Each thermal detonator costs about 2 grand.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Just don't do that.
Just in case you were curious, they are very powerful boys.
Next time we have ship combat.
They better basically be handheld nukes for that.
Next time we have ship combat, we just open the airlock and Demo can walk out with a crate of thermal detonators and just place them on top of the TIE fighter or some shit.
Okay,
just try and Kobe them.
How we'll get this to the ship, Gordo?
Are you bringing the ship in now?
I should be here soon. Hey, R5.
I'll clear it with flight control. R5 can land in docking bay 103.
Perfect.
That's just above us.
Perfect.
103. Sounds good.
R5, did you get the message?
Bits it in.
R5.
What?
Come back. We've got a job.
Okay, where am I going?
What docking bay was it?
Docking bay 103.
103.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
You got it? Okay, see you soon.
Yep.
Grotto heard you. Grotto would correct you for
so Grotto's just, yeah, I'm going to get the crates ready for you guys. And
can we help at all? Helpful.
Sure. And he like points out where to like grab things. You end up grabbing 14 crates of holdup blasters, 14 of frag grenades, 2 disruptor crates, and a crate of thermal detonators.
Okay.
Be careful with these ones. They're very explosive. And expensive. And he just lines up near the, what looks to be like a cargo elevator that goes directly above to the next level.
Yeah.
And while you're doing this, you just hear a on the roof.
Our five's here.
Well, I guess your ship's here. And yeah, he pushes a button. The crates start getting like lifted up. It comes down completely empty. He fills it up again. Comes out completely empty.
Who the hell is filling these crates into the ship?
Gravitational disruptor.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
And yeah, you guys want to take the cargo lift up or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Just hold them to the side. Don't fall. Keep your hands inside the
ride at all times.
Inside the ride at all times. And he pushes the button. Good luck! And it goes up. And you're greeted by 31 crates just there. They look to have been automatically pushed out. In fact, as you get to the top, the wall starts pushing towards you guys to exit the lift.
Let's load these boys. Do you want to do... you can do the, we'll do the secret hold that ones first, the secret hold ones.
Yep, chuck them in.
Do you want to use your little gun to do the crates?
I wanna.
And I'll get Honkster to carry some.
Okay. Bam, bam, bam. Is there like a delivery system? Like an Amazon?
Oh.
I'm going to buy a top hat.
Where's the delivery system?
Well, you do.
I'm going to buy a top hat.
Yeah, you do recall there is a place called Charles Apparel.
Yeah, okay. That's hey, sir, I'd like a top hat. I ordered it earlier. It's my click and collect number.
Oh, yeah, let me get that for you. The what was the color?
Just black.
Yeah?
There's only one color.
And he gets you a top hat from under the bench.
Perfect.
There you go. Top hat. Yeah,
5 credits.
Thank you, sir.
Can you give me a perception check?
Dashing.
You do look dashing.
I'll do the 5 credits first, before I forget. God, I got so much shit in my inventory. Okay. I'm pretty perceptive. Just kidding, I'm not. Difficulty?
2 purple.
Well, that's not good.
What'd you got?
A triumph.
I can't use it.
Triumph, 2 threat, and a failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it cancels that out. Yeah, it's a really nice top hat.
Perfect. Let's go.
You're very satisfied.
I am satisfied as hell.
Alright, you guys return to the ship. Are you guys wanting to get anything on the wheel before you go, or do you want to just head off straight up?
Don't you want to suit up a bit?
Oh, not particularly, but I suppose I probably should. It's just, you know, it's really, it's not very... It's like you're trapped when you're in a suit. That's alright. I'll have a look at Sarah's apparel. Any nice-looking, like, gowns rather than, like...
There's a lot of...
Suits?
Gowns, suits, space suits. This place has... It's just a massive clothes store.
Okay. I might do, like, a nice formal gown.
Give me a perception check.
Sure. Hold on. Let me get my character sheet up.
So, yeah. It's always 2 purple unless I say otherwise.
Yeah.
Just to make life easier. So that's, like, average.
Alright. Perception, 2 green and a yellow. Can you guys help me look?
Yeah, you got the blue as well.
Sure. Yeah, I've got good taste in sights.
I don't know if you do, I don't trust you. Okay. 4, 5, cancel that is 3. So it's 3 success, 1 advantage.
Yep. There's a lot of pretty nice looking stuff. Like it passes the first inspection. But you do notice that material seems a little cheap, and you're not too sure about the durability of the suits.
That's right. I'm not using them for space combat. Alright, I want to get, like, what colour am I? I'm red. Would purple look good with red? Would purple look good with red? Can I get a nice purple gown, please?
Certainly! And he gets one out for you. That's what you wanted, sir.
What's the price on that one?
10 credits.
Oh, I'm not going to complain. Here you go. I was gonna take him up on the quality if it was over 150 or some shit, but I was not expecting.
I'll also look to see if there's anything that would fit.
Just what are you looking for? I mean, you could probably find anything you want in terms of clothing or apparel.
I'm trying to think, what would a bug wear to look fancy?
A little top hat, yeah.
Glasses.
No, because we wear clothes.
A robe.
Yeah, I reckon a robe could work.
Yeah, you find a robe. What's the colour you're looking for?
I'm green. I'll go with white.
White? Yeah, they got loads of white. I mean, they're all shades of white. There's like one that's just like almost white.
Okay, that'll be good. And how much is that?
That'll be 8 credits, my good sir. Oh,
perfect.
Oh.
Hold on, how did it come he gets bug rates? What's with this? Just...
It feels bad for him.
It's because they don't have to dye it.
Yeah.
The right colour. That's all the dye.
And all that royal purple.
Yeah, you know that like the purple dye wasn't invented until like 18... Well, no, that can't be right. 1700s.
No, purple used to be a Roman thing. Like the high order people in Rome used to wear purple.
When?
Yeah.
But that's why it was like...
You're quoting Dak, right?
Yeah, before they had synthetic.
No, you're Seth. Seth.
Yeah, purple dye was only invented in 1856.
Yeah.
There you go.
Alright, well, they got over past 1850.
No, but Star Wars is a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Right, so
for reference, a frag grenade and a thermal detonator are supposed to be about the same size. The frag grenade is 50 credits, the thermal detonator is 2,000. This is an impressive explosive.
I read up a bit on them, they're pretty wild. Like, you can only the person who turns them on can turn them off. It's like one thing.
Oh, right.
And look in the image, they have like a lot of like... They are very high tech.
Can I take a look at the ones in the crate?
Sure.
Can I pick one up?
Yeah. Do you want to actually get a thermal detonator page out?
Yeah, sure.
I want to click it. You want to unclick it.
Fuck on me.
Click it.
You click it.
And then I click it.
Is there a check?
So you click it and then you drop it.
Oh no, it's going down the map.
And then it just like slides through like one of your grates.
That's right, I'll disarm it. click.
Oh, it'll be in the gear section.
Thermal detonator.
Oh, he has an index, isn't
there? 5.
That's great.
That exists in every book, Ryan.
I know, but I never use them.
You really should. Here you go. If you roll a something, critical failure. Not any of the things that are on here, as far as I can tell.
This one?
The triangle thing? Yeah, okay. If you roll that, it instantly explodes in your hands.
Okay, and?
So, Dan, what did you roll?
and I think you die.
Wow.
You would almost certainly die. If you go back to the table, there should be a table somewhere with them in it.
The damage.
I had the numbers up here somewhere. Okay. Oh my god. It does 20 damage, which compared to a frag grenade, a frag grenade does 8 damage, this does 20. It has a crit of 2 instead of 4, which
is lower. I think that means that's
more
better.
Likely way to happen. Yeah.
You need 2 advantage for it to critical.
Yep.
If it crits, it has a vicious 4, so any crit damage does like plus 40 critical injury.
Yeah.
Which means that you die.
Okay.
It has blast 15, which means it does 15 damage to anything in the radius. Just like under explosive, which again, compared to a frag grenade has a blast of 6. And it also has breach, which means it ignores 1 level of armor. Not so, like, armor.
Yep, and you got 7. Yep.
14. Including starship armor, by the way.
Oh, well.
Okay.
So, don't drop it.
I guess.
Yeah, so you got 7 of those on board. You can play
not bad.
Can I also get a bottle of the wheel's finest home brand alcohol?
Home brand.
Yep. You go to WWS.
Yeah.
And you find yourself like right at the front. They've got this massive cabinet that just has all of these bottles that are in the shape of a wheel.
Yeah.
Like they're hollow in there. It's basically like a donut.
Yeah.
And it's just the wheel. It's a sort of liqueur that they have here.
Okay. I'm going to add it to the bar.
Yep. It's 50 credits.
Perfect.
It's like a sort of greenish little liquid. It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Are we good to set off, boys? I have nothing else to buy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Awesome. You guys just going to go where? To Corellia?
Straight to Corellia.
Sure.
Take us 9 days.
All right. Do you want to do anything on your 9-day voyage?
Oh, I thought you were going to book or something for our left, eh? Maybe I should just...
You want to read up on Corellia or something?
Yeah, can I read up on Corellia?
Yeah.
Can I download some stuff to my data pad?
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, that's fine. So you
don't roll.
No, I think just you got 9 days. You can read the book called Welcome, like to, A Traveler's Guide to Corellia.
Yes, this is by the same guy who wrote those.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, interesting writing style.
Do any of you guys want to do anything? Make anything? Sleep?
Can you teach me Sabacc?
Yeah, we'll play Sabacc.
We'll play Sabacc.
That does sound good.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Sabacc.
Alright.
With all five as well.
You know what? Can all of you just roll me a green dice?
Do we have to roll the astro-navigation for R5?
Actually, no. Can all of you roll me a cool check?
I'm pretty cool.
With no purples, just cool. All of you who are playing Sabacc, that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just green.
Yep, just green.
Or just whatever your cool is.
The cool can not be one.
It is.
Fuck.
Not very cool.
Is yours four?
Yeah. Three successes, one advantage.
Isn't that four?
Yeah, four. Four successes, one advantage. Okay, count.
And can you roll me for...
R5? How many? How cool is he?
He is...
Probably two?
Let me actually check. But you don't have any yellows on your court?
No, I haven't banked into it.
R5 is one yellow.
Wow!
Oh boy, I wonder who's going to win.
I don't know, man.
I think we're pretty close, I reckon.
Are you guys going to bet money when you're playing?
No, it's going to be like a friendly in-house
sort of thing.
Alright, so you guys play for, you know, a couple
of... 9 days?
9 days straight. I don't know, like, you probably played a total of maybe 12 hours over the 9 days, a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there. Overall, Demo, you know, obviously the best player, won a lot of the games, because he was teaching you, but he was also, you know, he was making sure you guys weren't just playing him as a chump.
Yeah.
Then... Dak, you went really well as well. You managed to pick up the game quite smoothly. I think you learned quite a bit from E1's playing as you watched in those earlier games. R5 picked up a couple of victories as well.
Good job, R5.
And Seth, you know, you couldn't quite take to the game. You did want to win a couple, but it was very different to what you were used to. It was just a very strong
game. We don't have
big league.
He kept staying in on every hand, you know.
No, stop doing that.
And Michonne, you
That's a cool check.
Read up a lot on Corellia. I think
it's
just like wiggle.
Any sort of checks to do with Corellia will give you a blue. So
that's
sort of like your more likely to know stuff about Corellia now.
That's fair.
Find anything interesting?
Well, Corellia is a shipyard.
Did you find anything interesting?
I mean, yes.
Do you have any fun facts about Corellia?
Fairly strong Imperial presence. Nothing too crazy. They've got those patrol bikes from Solo, you know, the little angled ones, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Strong, that's all there was
strong,
in your book.
No, strong street rat community.
Street rat.
Yeah, street rat, not street rap. The homeless kids aren't like spitting hot bars. it's interesting. But I might wait and see if I know anything in future before I divulge.
Okay.
Are there any tourist attractions?
There's that big worm thing, you know, the gang boss from Solo. I think she might have. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure she's dead.
Yeah,
possibly dead.
Probably dead. We'll visit her grave.
Yeah, her grave is a site.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you guys have your 9-day journey. You arrive above Corellia in the core rim.
Is this the closest we've been to the core?
This is the closest you've been. You came from Tatooine to Ryloth to that Geonosian moon.
I was about to say from down south, but there's no
down south. The wheel was the closest because you were in the midrim when you were on the wheel.
Sure.
So now you're actually in the core. So you guys haven't, at least as a group, been to the core before. Some of you may have been there before, done something there. That's up to you. But in general, you definitely haven't been there in the last month.
Absolutely not been to Corellia.
Have you been to the core before?
I think I've seen it, yeah. It's pretty nice when you're travelling in style, but of course we're a bit of the slum life.
How much encumbrance are you
got? A ship, that's pretty good.
Completely full.
So you guys, some of you, the stress level's pretty high. I mean, this ship is full of cargo crates.
I'm worried we're going to come across like a stranded civilian ship, and it's like... verbal detonators or the civilians.
And as you guys are playing Sabacc, I mean, you've got like your nice table in your living room, and then you're just surrounded by crates. Like, yeah. It's a very close-quartered time. Yeah, it's quite a tight little move around, but you managed to make it without chopping anyone's heads off.
Good stuff.
Good job, guys.
But yeah, the ship is quite heavily loaded. As you arrive above Corellia, you make your way towards Cornet City, which is the capital.
Is there a lot of ships in, like, in the space?
Actually, yeah, who's actually piloting?
I'm piloting. Or at least I assume I am. You guys are right with that?
You and Alpha.
Yeah. Is anyone else, like, in that area? I guess you guys are just there, maybe.
I look out the window with where the turret is.
Yeah, you guys are just sort of looking around, seeing what's the gist. Yeah, you're above Corellia, and on your way to Cornet City, there are a lot of ships just coming and going. I mean,
is there any, like, Patrol craft? Imperial Patrol craft?
Demos on the guns, just in case.
Yeah, there's a couple of Imperial vessels that you see on your, like, registry.
Yeah, actually, I'll be in the co-pilot here, and I'll monitor the scanner.
Yeah, so
I just want to make sure that if we want to get out of here quick, how much resistance we might have.
That's true.
Yeah, well, can you give me, Dan, could you give me a percent? Actually, does your ship have stats? I forgot.
Oh yeah, it does have some stats.
Because you're probably going to perceive through the ship's sensors.
That is probably true. I'm
like, okay.
Just looking out the window, seeing if I see anything.
What does it have?
It has exactly nothing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have that kind of stuff. Alright.
Okay, so
could you give me
my perception then?
It'll be a perception.
You get a blue, and because you're...
Well, I'm just hoping that there's not like a Star Destroyers.
Okay, I get a blue, do I?
Yep.
It's really hard to miss those.
Yeah, it'd be awkward if we didn't see the Star Destroyer, then we're leaving and we're like, who put that there?
Oh, success. Just one threat.
Very hard threat.
Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't be the one on the scanner.
Well, you decide to get on the scanners.
You guys sort of, you hover above Cornet City, like, you're still in orbit. You're still in orbit, but, like, you're still, like, you're just chilling around there, just sort of surveying the patrol craft. There are a lot of small Imperial ships that are pretty equivalent to your sort of size that look to be just patrolling. They might board a couple of ships that get here. You haven't seen anything particular happening. And just near the end of your patrol, you do spot one Vigil class corvette, which is the same class of ship that you fought above Tatooine.
Tatooine, yeah.
So it's a bit bigger.
I wouldn't say fought, I think you mean outran.
Outran, yes. So you do spot one of them, so you might assume there are a couple around. You don't really know. You've only spotted one. But there's a pretty... I mean, there's a medium amount of Imperial presence. You haven't been to, in the ship, any systems that had this much Imperial presence before. But it's... So it's the most you've seen, but it's obviously not just, like, a massive Imperial blockade. It's just...
We don't recognise the Corvette, do we? It's just Steven docking.
It's a different transponder.
Okay, good.
I'll say, yeah, you guys, you do have that information, and it's not the same.
I mean, we've had a paint job since. So
and yeah, you remember, you guys not only did a paint job, but
new transponder, which is probably
yeah,
the more
but like
important.
Yeah, I was more worried if you saw it by because I knew the transponder was different, but I was more worried if you saw it by eye.
Oh, right.
Like, wait a second.
What are the chances?
And yeah, as you guys,
the entire galaxy,
are you guys gonna head towards Cornet City now, or
yeah.
Do I have to radio ahead asking for docking permission?
Yeah. Well, as you get within sort of communicator range, your comms bleep up. Imperial Control to YT-1300. Mm-hmm. Please state your route and designation.
This is Fraser YT-1300, looking for docking at Coronet City, carrying a current supply of blasters and munitions, requesting docking. We are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just requesting docking at Coronet City, please.
YT-1300, Fraser, confirmed. Please proceed to landing pad 38.
Thank you.
Did we actually have to say what was on board? I'm not sure if that was necessary.
They asked what we were carrying, weren't they?
Yeah.
They?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Well, like, yeah. You
can send out a manifest.
You're gonna
frag grenades.
So please proceed to what was I say?
38.
Landing. Yeah, docking bay 38, and prepare for inspection. And let you down. Flawless. <finally. laughs> And you settle down. As you come in through the city, it's a very big metropolitan Star Wars-y city. I mean, Corellia isn't a
Ecumenopolis.
That one.
What?
Ecumenopolis, a city planet.
It's not a city planet, but it's still pretty fucking huge city.
Yeah.
So it's not a croissant.
Not a croissant. No.
It's got many things.
There are a couple of cities around, but this is the main big capital city. It's also
a cool image.
Oh yeah, if you want, you can get Coelia up on the. You just passed by.
Oh, yeah, there's Coelia stuff.
No, there's a buddy. There you go. It's one.
Fella. Is it going to be in my one as well?
Yeah.
Kessel looks different.
Kessel should be like orange.
That's just a rock.
Yeah, not in this book.
Yeah.
I think that was. Yeah, the book was before the.
Fondor. Oh, Fondor's a battlefront map.
Yeah.
It's Coelia. Look. Looks like Earth.
Yeah, we're in an alternate universe where Kessel's a rock and
fair enough, I always believe Kessel to be like a rock.
Yeah.
It's like an asteroid.
Did it get changed in
Solo?
You're changing Clone Wars first, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
And Geonosis wasn't meant to be dead in this
universe. Yeah, that's also a thing.
What?
Well, because all the Geonosians got genocided in Rebels, but then in this campaign,
they're not.
Well, from this,
but I genocided them anyway.
I can tell you some interesting facts. The days are 25 hours long.
Yeah, so these are also all the info that you got in your
areas of interest. Corona House.
Yeah, that is here.
The Goad Beaches. There's some tunnels and some treasure ships.
Hmm. Treasure ships.
Yeah.
I'll say Otto actually provided you with sort of a planetary database that has like this sort of information on it. Mm. It's not exactly just like all the info that anyone just has. It's just like his personal planetary database. So it's like a little bit of extra
stuff. His little travel guide.
Otto's travel guide to the rims.
to the inner rims. Okay. Are we landing?
Yep.
Okay, boys. Everyone be on their best behavior.
No.
Yes.
I wonder how thorough the Imperial searches are.
What name did you have on
how much money you pay him.
Boss data pad? Did you pick one? I can't remember.
For what, sorry?
Your boss data pad, it's like your ship registry that you hand over.
Is it not like the auditor?
What are you using? I'm you're using our... Yeah, like it's in our actual name.
Yeah.
Hey,
your,
Because we didn't have that name till after that flight.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
No, just trying to remember.
Yeah, that's okay. So... Yeah, you guys land on Docking Bay 38, I think I said. I keep forgetting the number. And as you touch down, you're contacted by a different voice. This is the docking ground control. Please stay on board for inspection and note a 50-credit docking fee per day. And hangs up. Are you guys going to do anything while you wait?
I'll prepare the $50 docking fee, 50-credit docking fee.
Do you want to tell us where to take these?
No.
Should probably ring,
Arthur.
Okay.
That's alright, once we sort out all the docking, we can do it.
Can you
do it while you're in hyperspace?
Do what?
Do the call?
Call people. Yeah, you can.
Can we have done it all with?
Okay,
yeah, that's like true. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he would have just said, someone's gonna come by.
Okay.
Like 7 days and we're like, oh shit.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you'll say just contact this number to
good stuff. Like,
ping this number and they'll know that you're here.
Right. Well, we'll ping them after we've had the...
Alright. After about 15 minutes of waiting, those of you in the pilot's area are just sort of chilling, and then you see out the front, near sort of the entryway of this docking bay, there are two stormtroopers and three sort of, you assume, Imperial, not necessarily officers, but just guys. coming towards your ship. Is anyone going to greet them? Or
get on the guns. I'll go greet them.
If you open up your door, are you going to walk out or let them in? Or
Hello, no, come in, feel free. I am assuming you're the boarding crew to check.
Yes, I'm in Inspector Bren. I'm here to check your cargo manifest is in order and make sure you're not breaking the law.
Excellent, no, naturally. 50 credit docking fee, correct?
Not to me, you pay the ground personnel.
Sure.
They'll come by afterwards.
Do you know if there's some kind of, like, multi-day pass?
kind of deal?
It's not really my place
That's
of expertise.
That's okay, yeah, sure, sorry. I'm sorry for keeping
I'm here to inspect, not to collect.
Put that on a t-shirt.
You assume he's probably said this so many times that he's come up with, like, a little thing.
Alright. Oh, no, sounds good. Sorry, please do come on board.
I need your boss registration.
And here's the manifest as well.
And he looks over it. Everything seems in order here. He hands it back over.
I'm glad.
Please show me your cargo, and we can be on our way as soon as possible.
Sure. If you come in here.
The door and just piled up.
Oh, wow, you really stacked this thing.
We're short on money, so that's why I want to sort out the docking fee.
What's the hiding bonus thing for your...
plus two difficulty defined.
Yep.
Alright, we can pay him off or something.
We can kill him. And then shove him in the compartment.
I feel like what
we can do is we stack
the crates on top of the compartment as well.
Actually,
so, like, he has to get through, like, crates.
The compartments are under many, many crates, right?
Did you guys want to use your destiny points so it's harder?
Yeah, let's just do that. That sounds good.
It seems.
You never tend to use them.
I'm sorry.
May as well.
Use one.
Make it a red check.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a success, but with...
lots of...
Wait, is it?
Yeah, it's a success with two threat.
Yeah.
One success, two threat.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. So, when they boarded, so the three non-stormtroopers boarded to look around, and then there were two stormtroopers on either side of the ramp, as there always must be.
Yeah.
Laws
of the universe.
It's making that.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
It's really confusing.
What are the rest of you guys doing on the ship?
Decide what the rest of you are doing.
I mean, what does one do as a smuggler when someone's inspected? Do you just, like, walk around and
just make sure it doesn't get close to the
Yeah, you just keep an eye on them, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And if they get too close, you try.
If they get too close, someone makes a vacuum on the other side of the ship.
Yeah, I feel like you try and look really suspicious
somewhere else. Ooh, don't look at that.
You're just like, woof. Don't look at this crate. This crate's really not the crate you want to look at.
This crate is not for frag grenades.
So this isn't entirely your time at spec,
but it's pretty close.
But that's what the ship looks like.
It's good.
My bed.
Yep.
Because it wasn't in the toilet.
Okay.
You guys have the poopy button.
I'm going to keep repeating that one. Right, just makes us feel bad.
What about since everyone stood?
Well, I guess I'm with the three guys.
Yeah, you're near the door.
Should I make some small talk with the stormtroopers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here are all the characters you guys can pick from.
Is Aristasia there?
Possibly.
It's okay.
Should I just grab this one instead of that? Half man.
Just saying. I think the solution to this is probably bribery.
Yeah, I'm thinking. If it goes south. Well, that's always the sitch, right?
You know, you bribe him, it's like, we have a code 7, a code 7.
We can always be like...
You guys are trying to bribe me?
I want to grab a bar.
And then you bribe the other guy.
That's a code 24.
You can use that to go all the way up the chain of command to meet the Emperor.
You bribe the Emperor.
100 credits. We'll call it even.
I like how they're mimics.
I'm not a good mimic.
It's because they're actually ISB agents dressed as stormtroopers.
You know what? Do I have the dwarf still? Yeah. My dwarf used to be my generic man.
I'll be here in case they want to chat. Maybe I'll have some light conversation
with the stormtroopers.
Yeah, I'll probably be at the Sabbath.
So, how'd you get into the Imperial Navy, huh?
I'll just be with you as a piece, by the way. So.
Yeah, I want to play Sabak, so we're going to play Sabak. Mm-hmm. Look casual.
Look real casual? Well, I'm going to look slightly less casual.
There's some ship upgrades, and there's one called a Rapid Cargo Evacuation Chute.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, I feel much better in space than on the ground, though.
Okay, and it just drops it to the floor.
The stormtroopers do the classic, hey, what was that?
I heard something over here.
And then they go over, and then you drop the next crate.
Alright, so...
Put a bucket on the head of
the... Yeah, like Skyrim fucking
vendor.
I don't
see anything.
So this guy here...
That's the best.
Where are your hidden compartments? Oh, there's one. This guy is gonna...
Oh, God's also up here somewhere.
Like, under that person.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy's then, you know, I'm going to do it like this. Guy's going to be here, looking around here, and as he's just looking through the box, he's like, hey, wait a minute, and whoever, is that you then?
Yeah.
So, you and E1 will see that he's spotted your hidden cargo.
compartment. Like, he's opened it. It's like, hey, what's in here?
But it's so many crates on top. How can he get in?
I'll say they're moving some of the things around. How they seem to be pretty...
Say it's, like, something embarrassing, like... Fairy porn or something. Just do it. It's for the team, man.
It's my insect porn.
You want to see some?
It's 45 kilos.
Okay, wait. What do I eat? Maybe it can be like something. I'm trying to think. Okay, hang on. Quick knowledge check.
Yeah.
What's some illegal things that like aren't very illegal? Like. Like, is there some sort of, like, food or something we could have that's a bit dodgy, but it's not, like...
Maybe you said the Wookiee pelts or something.
Wookiee pelts.
No, that's horrific.
But the Empire is anti-Wookiee, mate.
Oh, they're racist.
Yeah.
Oh, we can work with this.
You can just be like, it's some pelts.
I feel like we want you here, because you're far more convincing than I am.
Should I come in?
I'll tap the comm link, so it just makes a...
Oh, it's just some pelts we got.
Some Wookiee.
If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, to the stormtroopers.
Just some pelts.
Are you trying to?
Okay, I'm gonna say. Oh, I'm really not sure. I'll get my captain.
Okay. Can you give me a persuasion check, Tanner?
Meanwhile, what I'm gonna do is
two purple.
Do I know where the other agent? Do I know this guy went in here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over there.
Hey, guess what?
And just engage him in small talk, so hopefully he doesn't notice the other guy.
Exist.
What?
You can't persuade.
Oh, you're coercion.
It's coercion.
You're not even telling it. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, but coercion is intimidation. Isn't it
charm?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Can we try charm him?
Charm is the friendly one. Oh, coercion is the
I've got good
threatening
charm.
One.
Yeah, charm then. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Bam, what's the difficulty?
Two purple.
Two purple? I give it a one purple using one strain.
Yep.
What are you going to charm him with? What's our...
It just pelts. We're charming some pelts. Just casually saying it's some pelts.
Okay. Human Wookiee pelts, or...
What pelts, what pelts are they?
I'm not too sure. What? Just gotta ask the captain when he gets here.
They're really throwing it all to you.
Oh, and you can see they're in there because they smell.
Yeah.
Because
they do.
You really don't want to open that crate. It's just for me.
Isn't that four advantage and nothing else? It's a fail then.
Oh no!
Pelt, why are they in here? I'm gonna have to check in on this, and he's gonna.
Hello, is there a problem, sir?
He's gonna buzz on his comm to just get the other guy to come over. He's like, oh, sorry, mate, I'm being called over.
Oh.
Are you gonna do anything or just let him go?
Okay, what I'm gonna do.
Tripping, put your leg out.
No, I'm just gonna think. I'm gonna intentionally laugh nervously and like wiggle one of the crates, just like move it a bit.
Okay.
Just like I'm gonna slide it, like one of the ones he was just touching. I'll like move it.
Okay. Are you blocking him in, or what are you?
No, I'm just acting suspicious.
Give me a stealth check.
A stealth check.
So you want to fail? Could you intentionally fail?
Too purple.
Yeah. I don't want to be actually stealthy.
Oh no, as in like, are you? I mean, are you trying to make him think that the box moves on its own, or that
no, you no, no? I'm trying to look really sus in the place he just was.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Deception. So I thought you were just trying to make
him
move.
Yeah, it would be deception, I guess.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, so you have to convince him that. Wait. I mean, you are just being suspicious.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So, okay, okay.
I was thinking more. You were trying to make it look like there's like an animal in the box.
No,
or something.
No. I'm intentionally being really suspicious. He's like, to try and like make him want to check here more, maybe.
Whoa. What are you doing there?
Step
aside.
Straightening this crate.
Step aside.
Yes, sir.
And he opens up the crate. So
one
this
of the normal crates.
This crate is just like filled up with
grenade.
Hold out blasters, yeah. Okay. So you didn't get bait and switch, it's full of disruptors everywhere.
We did get frag grenades.
Every single crate is just illegal.
And he's actually gonna spend a couple of minutes just, like looking through the crate. Cause he's...
Meanwhile, I'm just gonna like
sell. So you've arrived?
And join the other guy.
Do we have a problem?
What's with this unregistered compartment? It wasn't in the manifest?
Yeah, right. So, look, you a hunter?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm an Imperial officer.
We like to capture exotic creatures on foreign planets. The pelts, these are just pelts from various creatures. We do appreciate that they might be a little bit illegal. So if you want, just...
However, can I assist here?
Yeah.
However, we don't sell This is merely a decoration.
Have you seen the Wampa rug in the
give me bedroom. A charm check.
And I'm also just gonna like, you're gonna Dan help me? Yeah. I'll brandish what is quite clearly a hunting rifle, because that is what I have.
And I'll be like, and also, it smells disgusting. Please do not open it. Please. Oh no, that's like four.
Oh, you're blue as well.
That's good.
Dan helped you.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it's, I didn't see it's it. No, it's not good. It's a three advantage. That's it.
no successes.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
Do you want to spend a destiny point?
No, we can't do that for a roll, I don't think. Can we?
Oh, okay. We probably should have considered that.
Do you want to call me over?
She's going to try as well.
Squads over here. Like, it's a
swim. Okay, let me think. How am I going
to do this? So is it just one guy in here, Carl?
It's just the one guy. Dan's distracted this guy to search through the box, and the other guy is still looking through another area.
Okay.
Look through another area.
We're all just standing around.
Yeah, look.
It's a Wookiee belt.
These things sell for hundreds on the black market, so I'm willing to just give you 200 and call it flat, I think.
But not like we would sell it.
Yeah, we're not selling it. They're for decoration. We do like them. But if we were to buy one, it's just cheaper for us to pay you off rather than have to go through all the awkward stuff. If you're not convinced, run your hands through the Wampa fur rug in our bedroom. It's marvellous. Simply divine.
Okay.
You know you're racist.
Come on, you damn racist. Take the bait.
He's going to... He's sort of like looking over you guys. He's going to buzz on his communicator. Like, just like whisper into it. And just a couple of moments later, this guy's going to rock up around this way. Wait. Oh no, you remove
you
that wall.
Either, yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Ah.
You good
on
like,
us. I guess.
This guy's gonna join.
Oh.
And they're gonna like start searching around all these crates here as well.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Very thoroughly. You got a lot of. Well, how much advantage did you get?
Three, I think.
And who did the last check?
I got like.
Denver got three as well.
He also got advantage, but no.
Okay.
No successes.
So this guy he seems clearly like in
charge. Oh, have they gone out of the compartment?
They're all in the secret compartment.
They're
looking around it. Okay. He tells the guy who's in charge who found this. So the other guy's just could you guys check in that other cargo room? I think there might be some more stuff if we're trying to find it. And these two sort of fuck off.
Does one of us wanna give him a bit of a tail?
And
wait, they fucked off the thing?
No, they're going like to check out this main cargo hold.
I have a stink bomb. Do you want to chuck it into the container?
That's very convincing.
It's actually crazy.
Are we chucking it in? When they're out?
Wait, but there's still a guy there.
Yeah, this guy's still there.
Okay.
And he addresses you. Look, you can't be bringing things in undeclared and illegal stuff as well.
Fair enough.
But I'm willing to just charge you a fine. And we can call it a day.
That's more than fine by me, if you pardon the pun.
Get this man.
Should we say 200? 200?
It's 1,000 credit fine. For illegal import of goods.
That's less fine.
But you know what's less than less fine?
Is if you got 200 credit.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Look, I'm telling you the fine. It's either you take the fine or you take the troopers outside.
I mean, but if it goes unreported, you can claim the money for yourself, can't you?
I would do no such thing.
Buy yourself some new shoes, a new suit jacket.
I'm an Imperial officer, my good sir.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to complain. We okay with copping it?
Yes.
We'll learn a lot more.
Definitely
worth. We have 55 credits in the group loot now. Alright, well, have this. You can be on your way. Thank you for being so understanding, sir.
It's alright, just make sure you don't do this again. I don't want to be back here next time and have to find even more illegal pelts.
Yes, understandable. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. And they all disembark your ship.
Look, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
So we have 50 credits.
So 55 credits in the group.
You did an investigation check. On the ship, right?
Yes.
With plus two difficulty?
Yes. Okay. Two extra black dice.
Put some contributions in
and you guys also use a destiny point to make a red
dice. That is the group loot. Every time we split up the money, I take a fifth and put it in the group loot.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that just, and it's just for stuff like that, right? It's for stuff where,
you're lucky you guys got all that advantage.
badge. I wasn't going
to get it. I mean, we're always unlucky that we got all that advantage,
right?
Can we
smell and sell a smuggling compartment?
Like, buy or sell?
Can we sell it?
Can I have a read what it actually is?
Because we can buy a better one.
Oh, yeah.
It has an actually properly hidden one.
After we get from it.
Yeah.
Was it like you install into the ship and it's just kind of there?
Yeah, we should have said to the Imperial guy, how about you don't find us and we spend that money on a better smuggling hold so you don't find it next time?
It's a win-win.
Wait.
You said you don't want to see it again. You won't have to.
Yeah, I think you can sell it. Okay. You won't get, like, obviously, 1,200 credits,
okay,
but
so,
you can sell it. Because it's not just a box. There's, like, a lot of other things to it, as well as some security features.
So we've got a smuggling compartment, and we can upgrade to a cloaked smuggling component that makes it one more difficulty, so one more setback, one more setback dice, for about 1,200 credits. So we can do that, or we could do some other upgrades to the ship, such as, is it 7,500 for the astromech upgrade?
What? The
astromech. The astrogation, making an astromech.
Oh.
How much was that again?
Did you guys actually get a quote?
I think we...
Wasn't it?
I don't remember what it was.
If we're doing anything, we're going to do a deal.
That's fair.
That's true.
But it was pretty expensive, wasn't it?
It was expensive.
I know. I just want to know if we can...
But they're quite
good.
They're
right
really
now.
Good.
Yeah.
So it would be worth getting one.
Well, it says here, astrogation droid brain is 7,500.
Oh, no. So that's... casual. That's, something you put onto your ship.
Okay.
So that's different.
Oh, that's like,
that's
you
rip out the head
well,
and
you
stick
solo,
it into the,
and then
you
connect the,
that's
so how much would an astromech upgrade be?
I mean, you probably have to check on it, but you're assuming, maybe, I think I said it, like 2,000 to 5,000, something
okay.
around that range. It really depends on
where
you go.
That's fine. So what are we, if we're going to do anything here, what would you, what do you want to do? Better smuggling compartments?
Yeah,
astromech. We can do.
We are doing a fair bit of smuggling.
Some
not very well.
We
at
can
the
do
moment,
some
so.
Stealth
we're
engines.
All right.
We're
one could two.
We can do stealth engines.
It's not
or like
it's not amazing.
Stealth engines.
Yeah, there's something called whisper thrust engines that make it harder for you to be detected. Or we can do like a stealth coding on our ship as well.
But again, we're tending to get found when we dock, not
in space. So we don't need the stealth upgrade. It's just for getaways.
That's fair.
Because that's cost us a shit ton last time we tried to get away.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Your ship.
Like, this smuggling stuff is... We're still making profit on the smuggling, but we're not
getting
a lot of...
Yeah, as a reminder, when you escaped last time, you only just escaped. You did take a critical damage to your ship, and you ended up... I think it was...
Yeah, so do we...
You gained obligation with order just to repair it. And it was
we
like 30,000, 40,000 credits.
We
want to...
But we were detected that whole time, right?
That time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were detected by the ship exiting, and you assume that Timo said, like, get him, boys.
Well, that's the issue, is that this stuff is going undetected, so once you've been detected, you're...
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Do you guys think... We should also upgrade the guns at some point if we can. But is it possible, Ryan, to, like, jerry-rig the compartments for what Damon was saying with a stink bomb? So that if you, like, open it from one side first, you're like... You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can try and do that.
Because then we can, like, really commit to the Wookiee pelt.
Maybe we buy some fake Wookiee pelts and put them in. Like IKEA rugs.
like the Thailand when you buy the Gucci purses. It's like that. It's like the fake crocodile skin.
Now, if you did do that, you'd either... I mean, the cheap way would be putting it there, and then every time you open the compartment, it would do it.
Yeah.
The more expensive one, you can have a remote activated.
Yeah, sure.
But by you.
That's all right, just telling us.
Just have it on a string.
Yeah,
then,
that's
like,
what I was thinking. And have it be only on one side, so if you lift up from the other.
So do we want more armor?
A little, like, foot pedal.
We get more armor, but it reduces our handling.
But should we sell the guns first?
I don't think the handling's that much of a problem because it's such a big ship. Like, if it was like an X-Wing, you were...
Well, it's on negative one already.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I'm just wondering, what do we want to do to make the ship not bad?
Get more money first.
Just one thing to know.
I feel like we want something in mind so we know what we're working towards.
And just so you guys know,
R5 first.
Yeah, okay, let's work towards R5.
Yeah. You should also know your YT-1300 isn't, like, it's slightly worse than a stock one.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware of, like, the stats as well as its equipment. It's, like, I mean, it's got some upgrades. Like, you've got the ion thruster.
Yeah, I mean, that makes
booster,
it faster.
Which
and
makes
we've
it
got
faster.
A hidden compartment.
And you're hidden compartment. And then you're down, the down stuff was other things. Oh no, your ion thruster was broken originally.
We fixed it.
I think there were some other bits, but yeah. Basically, your ship is like pretty basic.
Yeah, it's basically a stock standard for it.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Well, can we sell this shit off?
Yeah, so we just wait for the guy to come past, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. About 25 minutes after the inspectors leave, a five various people come by the ship, all different species. Do you guys have the cargo ramp? They probably have the ramp down already, right?
Yeah, we've got the boarding ramp.
Yeah. You know what? Depending on how high up the chain these guys are, we might be able to, like, try and convince Otter to reimburse us the fine.
Yeah.
Because it's an expense of the job that probably comes up relatively often.
Mm. Well, we can give him a call. We can just mention next time.
Yeah. Like,
hey, is there any compensation?
Okay.
Because, like, you would have thought that even a good smuggler gets, you know, caught out and has to bribe, like, all that kind of thing.
Mm.
Every once in a while. We can make it look better by saying we bribed them rather than they found it and they're just flying up.
Alright, well, they do arrive, and you're greeted by a Deveronian at the front of the group.
Yeah.
Who, I guess you're just there, sort of looks towards you. So, you've got Grotto's special droid for me?
Yes, Grotto's special droid. Please do come in if you want to inspect the goods, otherwise we can...
Of course, you can just start unloading.
Yeah, I'll go for just it.
Oversee it. Are you guys going to assist with this?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
You dip up the walls, dip up the walls.
About a 20-minute job to get all the cargo off the ship.
You can go sleeping.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any trouble getting here, or all pretty stock standard stuff?
A little bit, but nothing's the best smugglers this side of Coruscant can't handle.
Okay, that's...
Of course.
No, I'm just jesting.
No, certainly.
We're pretty garbage.
I'll let Otto know that we received the goods.
No worries. Thank you kindly for your patronage.
And he hands you over... How much are you guys getting paid?
A lot.
Ask him about the
phone.
I wouldn't handle it. It would be Otto.
Yeah, it would be Otto, I reckon.
Well,
and look, he probably won't, because it's our own fault.
Yeah.
But you never know. He's a nice guy.
Sad boy.
We're not good at our job. It is what it is.
It's not our fault, it's the dice. So how much was it, Damo?
Oh, we'll see how much Ryan says first.
Yeah, let me...
you've got to amp it up. You've got to be like...
Yeah, we'll see what Ryan says first.
Got to be like, he was the leader of the ISB on the planet, decided
it
to
was
do a route.
Palpitation.
He used the force to find it.
Yeah, you're very high value.
He took a bribe,
though. Show me your thermal detonator. I sense them in the force.
Palpatine doing routine inspections.
He's like, so you're telling me if I electric shock this compartment, nothing's going to explode.
Do we want a gale ship towards getting away?
Just like a...
Yeah.
Just a runner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, don't care about getting caught, just...
A runner,
fast.
Yeah.
Like, basically,
not a
Millennium
fight. We can't really outrun, like, starfighters.
Mm. So...
We can probably...
What's the good getaway, then? Like a fast-charging hyperdrive or something?
I could try that.
Yes, actually, on Damon's point, you guys were actually pursued by the TIE fighters from the Vigil class. It couldn't get into range of you guys.
Mm. I mean, it did, but it's...
I mean, at the start, and then you slipped away, and then the fighters engaged. I mean, that's what Damon's mentioning, is they have a much higher speed.
Yeah, we can't outrun the fighters,
yeah. And that's
basically
what actually damaged you.
That's probably
the
problem we
last time was it took so long to calculate the jump. I don't know if you guys remember, it was like
five
turns
so
or something.
So do we want astrogation?
So I reckon we need
which
to...
Which is why upgrading...
Yeah, I reckon
R5 actually does help a lot here.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's their entire
purpose. We want to do, that,
not
and then
quite,
we want to
like,
get some other funding compartments, is the other one we're going to do.
Yeah.
Nothing else. We could, there is stealth ones if we ever want to infiltrate anything.
But like,
yeah,
how often do you do
like
space
that.
Infiltration of things?
Like if you want to land on a,
oh,
like
an
outpost,
without people
right?
noticing.
Yeah.
That
could be something we're still looking to, but I think that's what we want to do. I feel like if we just make it a runner rather than like a...
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah. Also, because none of us are like amazing at space combat, I don't think.
Speak for yourself. No,
but you've got decent piloting.
I'm kidding, I'm not that
good. He's got decent gunnery, but like.
I don't think our ship's particularly suited to you.
It's not a fighter, it's a freighter with guns on it.
Yeah,
it's like when it's like when the Falconers hit the Death Star. Like, they would have been dead if they didn't just want them alive.
Yeah.
To find out where the rebel base was.
Also, isn't the Falcon a bit better than this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would have died anyways, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been shut down by the TIE fighters.
Yeah.
But it was like a sort of like ploy to find out where the rebel base was.
They tracked them in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they got the tracking beacon on them, right? Okay, yeah. And they went to the base, the rebel base.
But they also got tracked in the first time.
We don't need gunnery if we just drop the seismic charges out the back.
Yeah.
And do the blah.
Oh no.
Wow.
I will.
We won't be seeing him again.
Yeah, as you unload the cargo, the Devonian hands you 4,000 credits and a little black card that says TARS, free entry and rigs. And a little address on the back.
Thank you.
Hope to see you there.
Hope to see you there.
Is that like his place, or is it just a place they go?
You could ask. Right.
Yeah, we'll ask. This is like your...
Yeah, it's a little venture I've started up recently, so I'm sure to stop on by.
I'm sure we might.
What does it do? What is it?
It's a free drink card.
Oh.
An entry.
One drink.
And it's water.
Okay.
Hyper water.
Space water. Space
water.
When are we going to get payment for this?
Water.
When are we going to get payment for this?
We just got it.
4,000 credits.
4,000 credits?
I'm thinking 4,000.
Yeah. So that was just the correct. I mean, that was the amount that you were promised.
Yeah.
Assuming I did the math.
Why?
Correctly.
Should we go?
You what?
Check out the droid upgrades?
No, I'm trying to think like money wise how we should split it.
Well, because we want to.
I'm happy to not have any money and to get the Astrogator.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because sure. I think that'd be pretty reasonable. Yeah. Put
it in okay. Fair enough.
Like, if like that's enough to pay it off, that's a pretty good.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do? Because
how much
did
he give you to like
800?
Well, look, he's trying.
I know he's trying.
Do you reckon we could put 1,000 in the group loot just so we have it there just in case, and the remaining 3,000?
Well, let's just see how much it is first.
Okay. I'll put it all in the group loot, and then we can just...
Yeah, because in the future, like, even if there's nothing in the group loot, we can always split things,
we
like
get
fines
to a...
and
yeah.
other fines.
A droid shop.
Bribery.
Yeah.
A droid store.
But we want to go to... Do we want to go to a nice one, or like...
We'll have a look around.
Yep. You don't want cheap and cheerful, and you don't want premium. You want, like...
Yeah. Okay. Do you want... I mean, you could ask the Devonian if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any good droid stores? Probably run by, like, the Motto of Grotto.
Oh, Motto's droid. And, Pedicure Salon.
Oh, God.
Beard
trimmings.
Of your... I mean, what kind of droid are you looking for? We got a lot of stuff on Corellia.
Yeah, fair.
An astromech upgrade.
Ah, I would head to Devron's.
Devron's?
A pretty decent droid technician.
Let's look at his TripAdvisor reviews first.
he'll be able to hook you up with some nice upgrades for your droid.
Okay.
Or for you. I mean, no, he's probably smart enough to know that you're not trying to become an astromech.
It is my calling.
You can probably...
Let's go.
He can hook you up, and he'll give you like a little address, 1 Corellia City Road.
Corellia City Road. We're in Ceteran City or some shit, aren't we?
Yes.
Like the city has a name.
Let's go.
And he comes along with you.
Do we need to get like a speeder or something to get around? It's a
taxi.
Is there, like public transport?
There should be public transport, right? It's a big city.
The day pass.
You can get a hover rickshaw.
Hover
rickshaw. No, that's like taxis.
Is it pulled by a fucking what are they called?
The Wampa. No, the Ryan. Wampa. Everything's Wampa.
It's on brand for the one. It's sponsored by
McWampa.
And the McWampa.
Cities in Star Wars are quite vertical, so you need something
that's
that flies.
Terrible. Imagine if McDonald's advertised their burgers using cows.
McCow.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Advertising the McWampa made of Wampa meat using
the
Wampa.
McChicken.
But they don't like have it branded on chickens and then release them. That's what he's suggesting.
No.
He said that it's pulled by Wampas to advertise the McWampa burger. It's like tattooing cows with get the Mc fucking Big Mac or some shit, then letting it go into the streets.
Yeah. 100% Wampa.
You're fair. That's fair.
You can get a taxi.
Okay. Sounds much better.
Lots of taxi services around, so you can ring one up.
That's good.
Taxi.
Yeah, you get picked up. There's
taxi.
I guess you can all fit. It's
we'll get the maxi taxi.
You get a maxi taxi, and it's just like one of the like the hover
speeder,
like the speeder car things, but like longer. To have another 2 seats.
Nice.
And you hop on in. Where am I taking you guys? You new to the city? You been around? You want to go anywhere in particular?
The droid store, Devrin's droid store. Do you know where
any input?
Don't bring it up on Google Maps.
I can, I've got it up on, I don't have any more names.
Baratech Maps.
Spoogle Maps, it's Space Group.
Spoogle. Spoogle Maps.
Right, get it up on Spoogle Maps. Ah, Devrin's, yeah, I've got it here. I'll get you guys there. It'll be a 10-minute wait. Do you guys want any mints?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, any water?
Got some water here? Yeah, some water.
Sponsored by Spoogle.
Horrific. It's a little startup. I'm trying to get off the ground. I think it's going to be big in about 10 years.
And you fly through the city streets. It's a very vertical city. There's a lot of roads, a lot of zooming around. You're in an open-top sort of car, so the wind is quite violent against you. But you're okay, like, so you're, like, you know, hidden underneath. Yeah. And you've got Mishan here, who's just like...
yeah. My Leku flopping in the wind.
And you pull up to, very suddenly, to this... sort of like a... There's a couple of stores here, and you can see just Devrin's written above the door. And looking inside, it looks to be a pretty... nice looking droid shops on like a higher level of the city. And it's really quite a large supply. That'll be 8 credits.
Here you go, good sir. Take 10.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a tip.
Have an awesome stay in Cornet City.
Oh, thank you. Good luck with your spoogling.
Yeah, thank you. I'll give you 5 stars and you're like,
on Spooba.
On Spooba. Oh, fuck. Spooba.
Spooba.
And he zips off.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, you're in front of this pretty nice looking droid shop.
All right, let's go in. Yeah. Do you want to handle this, Damon? This is your boy.
Yeah, okay. Go in. What does it look like?
It's a pretty nice looking sort of high tech droid store. I mean, it's pretty high end. Like, you notice a lot of the equipment there. It's good stuff that you'd be happy.
Mm.
You'd be happy with this guy working on you. Like, that's the kind of level. Mm.
Can I bring Honkster with me?
Yeah, Honk's there with you.
Yeah, good stuff.
Hello? Anyone around?
Ah, my droid friend, hello! And it's another
hey.
Toydarian. Another easiest
that's what I was thinking about. A Toydarian pulling a rickshaw, because he can go vertical.
Sure.
Okay.
What about the rickshaw?
No, I'll hop a rickshaw.
Okay.
As little things are.
It's just like he flies off and he's up.
Imagine his little body trying.
It's like a slave. There's like a team of them.
In theory, there's no friction, right? Because it's...
Well, air resistance.
Yeah, that's true.
He just can't go very fast. He can go fast. He just can't accelerate fast.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get up.
From 1 to 100 in 35 minutes. And by that point, he's like flattened against the rickshaw. It's just moment.
Oh, we can't stop.
This little wing's going.
At that point, they're just air brakes. He's trying to like hold it out. So he's like, everyone, stick your arms out. We need to slow down.
He's just got a big blanket. He's like,
okay.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yep.
What are we thinking there, man?
I was wondering, what's the thing the extra mech actually does? Like on a meta level?
The cheat sheet.
It makes the,
I remember there's something they could do that nothing else could do.
Well, there's a whole little astromech section to the cheat sheet.
I can't seem to find it in the book.
I don't know if it's actually,
in the book?
Before, but I think it's, like,
okay, that's that piece. You have to
find it.
But,
I can just, oh, yeah.
I just want to know exactly what we're doing, because if we get on it, it's like, or he can, like...
Let's see.
I think it's in Starship Player Actions. Here we go.
So, is it actually, would it actually be
easy for him to... Okay. Galaxy Mapper? This is just from, like, a standard stat sheet for an astromech.
Oh, well, I'm just on the side of that.
Get Astrogation 3.
So you get a better...
Oh, yeah, so so R5 will get, like, better stats and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, specifically here, your
What's the specific... Yeah, there's something specific...
You've got astromech actions, maneuvers, and NPC astromech.
Can you send a screenshot of that to the group chat?
Yeah.
So that would be... He'd be an NPC astromech?
I mean, you guys can also control what he does. I'm just like...
Yeah, okay.
You'll get these stats. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, okay. So it would be quicker to calculate the...
But here you go. Here's the talent for the standard astromech. Galaxy Mapper 1.
You would have more...
Remove one setback die from astrogation checks, and checks take 50% less time.
Bam. Let's do it.
hold together. Spend one destiny point as an incidental to make damage to a vehicle dealt a strain instead.
Interesting.
It's pretty good, actually.
There you go, I've sent it.
So we'd have him on the... in the cockpit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, so a few of the things
can
that's
in the sheet... Can your do anything to do, like, to help out?
It can walk. Boost the shield. It can recharge your batteries.
Okay, completely useless.
So, yeah, a couple of things that the Astromech can do, action-wise, is it can quickly identify threats the pilot may not see, so that provides you with extra defense and more setback dice if you're, like, trying to dodge people. There's also target lock, which gives you bonuses for gunnery checks.
Mm-hmm.
There's pilot maneuvers, and there's an increased power thing, so you can, like, you increase your top speed, and boost shields and stuff, and full throttle. And then the NPC stuff is,
what's the silhouette of our ship? Is it 7?
No,
I think 3. Oh, no, just because that ability is only silhouette 0 to 3.
I thought we were a lot bigger. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, so you're...
Well...
I think a 7 is like a Star Destroyer.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would like to get a quirk to upgrade a little droid here into an astromech.
Apparently the quirk for a new R5 is like 3 to 5,000 credits for an entire new droid.
Okay.
So,
yeah, do you mind if I get him up on the bench and have a look at him?
You want to get up on the bench, R5? Get up on the bench.
Like, he goes up to the guy and the guy just like picks him up. Oh. Hey, that little guy, don't mind me, I'm just having a look. And he like spins around R5 on a little platform and tinkers around and opens a book.
Check R5's prostate.
Quick prostate exam. he's in pretty decent shape. I mean, a lot of his components have been removed. Not very finessed. But I think I can manage to patch him up again. I can give him all his astromech features and like fully repurpose him into an astromech for materials cost is going to be 2,000 credits, and then I'll take a 500 credit working fee.
You want to see if there's any extras you can put in, because we've got spare monies.
It'll take me 2 days
what
to get it done.
What extras do you want in that?
I don't know. Like, are there any extras you can put in the astromech?
Just out of character, I think the way it works is you can add the cybernetic stuff to your droids.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So if you want to have a look at that area...
Does he want any of that? Would that be used to do them?
Up to R5.
I don't even know what's there, honestly.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Do I have a look at the cybernetics bit, Dan? Or stuff we can add to droids? I think there's also there's a source book that does it as well now.
Yeah, you might want to look at that.
I'll have a quick Google.
So it would be like, you want like droid upgrade?
Yeah.
Do you know Grotto? I would like to use a force device.
Do you actually?
How many do we have?
No, that's
two.
Oh, let's check. Give me the cat. Wait, 1, 2, 3 advantage. 4 advantage. Yeah, this is advantage. Oh, Grotto, yeah, he's part of the droid network.
You friends with him?
Yeah, I've exchanged some tips with him before.
Man, me and Grotto, we're close, man. We're close.
Oh.
Is it English? Did you know this?
What?
Is it even English? I didn't understand a word of what you said.
I was using a chip while
Yeah.
We're close.
Oh, no, he's a good guy. Tell him I say hi.
Oh, really? Okay. You guys doing hairdressing now?
Yeah, he was telling me he wanted to get into that. That's working out for him.
Thanks to his vocation.
Oh. Yeah, he's a good guy.
We have this, like, an entire pilot, like, talent tree thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was considering taking.
Yep.
Cool, we don't need that.
Thanks for giving us a listen. We hope you enjoyed our antics. Be sure to check out the show notes on our socials at Auditors Podcast for anything we talked about during the episode, as well as any extra bits and pieces. We're releasing this on Star Wars Podcast Day, a special little day to celebrate all the Star Wars podcasts out there. Head over to @StarWarsPodDay on Twitter to check out all the amazing participants, or follow the links in the show notes. We've also decided to split up our sessions into smaller episodes to make it easier to listen to and follow, so let us know if you like this change or not. This has been Auditors of the Outer Rim, available on all podcasting platforms near you. Stay safe, have a good one, and we hope to see you next time.